Let's go talk about Michigan State. Top 10 team now in America, undefeated. Kenneth Walker, I think, is the front runner for the Heisman. I saw at Pro Football Focus College, Kenneth Walker has 132 more yards after contact than any other player in college football. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, Bill, great to be on your show. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Wow. It just continues for Michigan State. They get Indiana minus Michael Penix Jr. this weekend down in Bloomington. I think Spartan fans may take over that stadium. Then a bye week before Michigan. Unbelievable.
Great opportunity for Michigan State. Need to go down there and play well. And Michigan State's expecting that they're going to have to play better. They're going into every week planning to play their best football, the best they've played to that date, in order to have a chance to win. Even though Indiana's banged up a little bit, Michigan State made enough mistakes against Rutgers that they know they can't keep doing that as the teams improve on the schedule. Now, Indiana's not everything that everybody expected them to be in the preseason, but coming off a bye week, you know, Indiana's going to have their heels planted and trying to rise up and upset a Michigan State team that's you know, well inside the top 15. So Michigan State's got to improve, but they continue to make explosive plays, and it's been exciting to watch them.
Beyond Kenneth Walker and that story, now one of the Heisman Trophy candidates, who has been the player that has made the biggest difference beyond Walker?
You know, it's interesting that Peyton Thorne has played really well, and he's not getting a whole lot of credit. Usually the quarterback is a lightning rod for attention and credit, but Peyton Thorne has been steady. He's been reliable. He's avoided the big mistake. He's avoided mistakes in general. And when big plays have been available to him, open receivers, deep, he's capitalized. He's been opportunistic. He's been athletic when he's needed to be, and he's just been dealing to these other playmakers. I think the quarterback, Peyton Thorne, has had a lot to do with this.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider, joining us. One final question before I let you go, and then we'll catch up more later in the week and look at the Spartan road trip at Indiana to stay undefeated before they get the bye week and the Michigan game. What are you hearing on ticket prices for Michigan at Michigan State on October 30th?
I've not heard. I've not checked that. That's a good question. I don't know what's going on some of the ticket apps that are out there, but I'll have to check that out. I'm sure it's going to be a hot one. I'm sure it's going to be, especially with both teams, if they can both come in undefeated, I assume Michigan will. Michigan State has more work to do, but that could just be a great fall festival for the entire state of Michigan.
I got to believe
to get in, it's going to be at least $200.
Yeah, I agree. I think I was hearing like $170 for the nosebleed, so we'll see how that pans out. Let's catch up later in the week and talk Michigan State at Indiana.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU insider. You can follow everything Michigan State athletics at SpartanMag.com.